Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back. In for Chad. I'm Dave Schrader. All right. Let's go on about this. Have you heard about these drone sightings, right? They're happening all around the United States now. And it seems like the Twin Cities has also had its fair share of strange sightings. Everybody's got a story lately. As a matter of fact, just the other day, it was December 11th. There's a woman right here in Roseville, Chelsea Jolly. She spotted this bright orb in the sky and thought they might be drones. She even got it on video. And then a couple days later, Mika Zawatowski from Blaine had a very weird, wild experience during rush hour on the Lafayette Bridge in St. Paul. He said a craft was hovering so close, it felt like it was watching him. So what do you think is going on with these sightings? You can connect with me on the Stiles Financial Talk and Text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Have you seen them? If you have, talk me through what the experience is, because right now, intelligence officials, according to the new articles, have claimed that they are revealing the source of these drones, especially the ones swarming New Jersey residents. So this isn't relatively new. This hasn't just been in the last week or two. It's been since mid-November now that these reports have emerged of these unidentified flying craft being seen over New Jersey, New York, and other East Coast states, causing public concern, of course, and some well-founded speculation. I mean, federal investigators are saying that many of these sightings are misidentified. They're just regular manned aircraft, lawful commercial drones, hobbyist devices, or even celestial objects, meaning just the stars in the sky that are being misidentified. However, let me point this out, that in a scene, I mean, this is reminiscent of any kind of high-stakes spy thriller, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio recently found itself under an aerial siege, not by enemy aircraft, but unidentified drones. On the night of December 13th, the base's airspace was locked down for 4 hours as these mysterious flying objects buzzed overhead, causing quite the stir among the military personnel. Oh, but don't worry, they're just commercial airlines or hobbyists flying their drones over restricted airspace. What? How is this possible that they think this blanket statement is going to put this away? They have not only closed down Wright-Patterson Air Force Base for a total of 4 hours, but they have closed down in New York, New Jersey, and a few other states, airports, because of these craft that are being seen. And it isn't one or two like a hobbyist would be. And it's not hundreds like you would see in a drone presentation. And if you haven't seen them, Disney does some amazing work. Go look up drone presentations, Disney. You'll see it's amazing. A lot of the different states are doing them as well for 4th of July. They're really beautiful. But these craft are more in the neighborhood of 4 to 20 in any given area, most of them being sighted near or around military bases and nuclear facilities. So if you know the answer, give me a call. Let me know. 651-461-9226. Is that acceptable? There's restricted airspace. There are so many rules and regulations to being a hobbyist or even a professional drone flyer to say that these are just regular drones, nothing to worry about, nothing to be concerned about here, folks. But yet we're shutting down airports. We're shutting down Air Force bases. It seems to fly in the face of what one hand is telling us from what the other hand is revealing about itself. I don't know. Have you seen it? I'd love to know. Right here on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. Again, that's 651-461-9226. One said, hi, I saw a drone by Northtown and the guys controlling them were in the parking lot sitting in their car. The back seat was in Blaine. When we came by, they quickly ducked back in their car trying to hide. I believe these. OK, so that's from one person. That's something different. That's one little drone that you can see. Right. We're talking about people that are seeing and sighting multiple drones, some that they are saying are the size of aircraft. And we have another listener who says, I believe these huge drones should be banned. You know, President-elect Donald Trump is saying we should shoot them down. The problem that comes in with this, and I know a lot of people are saying, right, why aren't we shooting them down? There's things, first of all, you have to take into effect. First of all, they are being sighted over many of our military installations. They're being sighted over many of our major metropolitan cities. You shoot something down, it has to come down. That means it's going to crash potentially in a very populated area or in an area designated that we don't want craft crashing into, like a nuclear facility or our military installations. So we have to be careful with that. By inciting people to take a shot, which I hope people are not making that stupid mistake. First of all, if these are regular just drones and you're shooting them down and they're filled with lithium batteries, you can explode that, which can cause it to crash and can cause an instant fire that will be extremely hard to contain. That's according to some of the different reports from CNN and experts that have been discussing why we don't shoot this down. You as an individual might feel you have the right to bear arms and you want to protect yourself. There's a federal law. Be aware of that. It is federally against the law to shoot at drones. So do not do it because you'll end up in jail. More importantly, you probably don't have dead-eye aim, right? And if these things can move at blistering speeds where you think you may be shooting, may not hit this. And where a bullet goes up, it has to come down. And sadly, I was at in Roselle, Illinois, gosh, when I was about 11, 12 years old, for the 4th of July. And somebody was shooting guns off in the air about a half mile away. And one of the people that was sitting relatively near to me, I didn't know them, they were hit with the bullet. And luckily enough, one of the people that was right there, a former military veteran, recognized the sound of the bullet hitting, recognized what had happened, and they were able to get first aid for this person immediately. But you shoot, and you're shooting up at this, you got to be very careful. Again, something else to consider if we want to go on the darker end and spectrum of this. If these are craft that are being sent over by foreign groups, either China, Russia, Korea, one of the people that we may have some fear about, it could be considered an act of war by shooting one down. More importantly, are they carrying a dirty weapon or bomb on them that if we shoot it down, we'll then release something that can do devastation to a much larger part of the population over where it was shot? There's so much that needs to go into this. I'm not pleased with the way the government is handling this with any of this information because they're just not being forthcoming. And I understand there's an element of maybe they don't know what to say because they don't know what these things are. But certainly they should be pounding very heavily on the news. Do not take this into your own hands. Do not shoot at these things and explaining why, what the dangers are behind them. it can crash into a populated area. If it does have a dirty bomb attached to it, that is something to be concerned about. It could be considered an act of war. We have to be very careful with what we do as private citizens, plus be aware that it is a federal offense. Now, the Pentagon, according to New York Magazine, the Pentagon and FBI have been working overtime to unravel this airborne mystery, while some officials suggest these drones could be sophisticated surveillance tools from foreign adversaries like China. Others believe they're simply misidentified commercial or hobbyist drones. The lack of concrete answers has left the public in suspense. And listen, if we didn't have potentiality to war on many sides of us right now, you've got Putin out there, you know, it seems in the news every week we're hearing a possible threat of nuclear retaliation or nuclear bombing. China is and has been testing supersonic weaponry. There's a good reason for us to be nervous about what's going on. So let's just be straight with the American public so that people don't fear and start doing dumb things in fear. Warn them and make them aware of the possibilities of what this could happen. Let's see. The New York Post says the incident is part of a larger pattern of drone sightings that have been causing headaches across the United States. From the bustling streets of New York to the quiet suburbs of New Jersey, enigmatic drones have been spotted near sensitive locations, including military installations and even former President Trump's Bedminster golf course. So, again, a lot of these areas are in restricted airspace. We've got to be extremely cautious and careful with what we're dealing with. Now, I don't want people jumping to conclusions as well, but I hope that the government, and I do think we need to force a hand on this. I did put out a request to have Senator Klobuchar join us because she recently went out and spoke about the drone situation on I believe it was CNN and to some of the local Fox News affiliate and such. We were unable to get her on the show, and I'm hoping to maybe have a talk with her in the next few days. But I'm fascinated by what's going on. Let's see. We've got a couple other messages in here if they're incensed. Oh, boy, that guy who honked at me because I forgot to signal 6 years ago. That's a different conversation overall. Anyway, so what are your thoughts? Feel free to hit me up on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. Maybe we'll talk.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Touch on this again a little bit later.